Hello, 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 and welcome to Navigating Preteen Ministry Nuggets. Still a mouthful, still working on getting it said, but you know what, it's just fine. I'm super glad you guys are listening today. This Monday after Easter, so I hope you guys had a wonderful Easter. You got to meet new families, you got to spread the word of God, whether you were live streaming, whether you were in person, outside, whatever. I hope that it was good for you guys. I know a lot of you guys had a debuted back in ministry in person for the first time since COVID, so I hope that things went smoothly. I know that that's a stressful time for sure, but you guys rock. I'm sure you killed it. Because we got pretty great creator on our side who is working with us. So, hope that went well. Today's nugget is a fun one because we all like to celebrate things. And so, I wanted to talk about birthdays. I wanted to give you guys something relevant for birthdays. Now, you may remember I said there was a guest here today. Didn't quite get that. Sorry, guys. I'll work on it next week. But this week, we are talking about birthdays. And so, we are going to dive in and see if we can get some things on your to-do list for this week or this coming month on birthdays. So, two parts here. First is your leader, your volunteer birthdays. How do you recognize those? What is your system? You see, we at the church that I work at, we are all about systems. How can we have systems for effective ministry is what we like to say. So what is your system for effective ministry when it comes to your volunteer birthdays? For me, we have an administration program that gives us all the info we need about somebody, their birthday, gender, all that, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm able to go in and I'm able to see every single one of my volunteers' birthdays. I have them in my calendar and I make sure to intentionally text them, let them know that I appreciate them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's my current system. I'm working on maybe making it a little more robust, maybe sending out postcards instead, but I have a system that reminds me of somebody's birthday so that I can be intentional. So for your to-do list, step number one this week is if you're not being intentional about your volunteers' birthdays, do it. Because that's just like I talked about last week, loving volunteers. That's just one more step that you can do. When they know that you care, even if it's a happy birthday text, it makes a difference. So step number one is find ways to be intentional with your volunteer birthdays. And if you're in my situation, you know when they are, you text. How can you take it up a notch? Can you write them a postcard? Can you get them a Snickers bar and a little note? Whatever it is, how can you be intentional? Number two is student birthdays. Now, this is one that I'm undertaking currently, and it's definitely hard for me to wrap my head around how I want to do it. But as of right now, I'm working on making a birthday board. I want a board that I can bring out that will celebrate each student's birthdays. I'll probably do it by the month, but I have a big, probably 4x4 foot metal calendar that you could write on. But what I want to do is I want to get cards, I want to use magnet tape, and I want students to be able to make their own cards to, you know, say, hey, this is my birthday, this is when it is, what day it is, this is who I am, etc. And then they can stick it on the mag board each month when it's their birthday. And so that's just a little way to celebrate your students. Now, granted, there's going to be students that come in that won't stay. There's going to be students who will miss, students who won't have their birthday cards or whatever. And so all of that is things that I got to work through. But I want to be able to recognize students when it's their birthday, because especially at that age, preteen age, it's super important for them to be recognized for little things like that. They like to be, maybe you can bring cupcakes at the beginning of the month, and every student who has birthdays that month can get a cupcake or whatever it is. Find a way to celebrate your students' birthdays, because those are super important as well. Now, I have a lot more students than I have volunteers, so it's a lot harder for me to reach out personally to each student who has a birthday, but I can do something in the large group setting like that. So, brainstorm some ideas on how you can celebrate volunteer and student birthdays, because, well, they happen all the time, and they happen year around. So that's something that you can do consistently to show love and support to your volunteers and your students. That's it for today. Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys Thursday for the full episode. See you then.